Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the transit app or at COTA.com.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel.
Off and running in today's edition of Football Full Circle right here on the Sports Grid Radio Network. Sirius Channel 159, Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel talking all things NFL. Some news and notes around the league right now. The New Orleans Saints signed former Texans and Minnesota Vikings running back Cam Akers to a one-year deal. We'll see if Cam Akers can actually produce this year and benefit that inept New Orleans Saints offense with Kellen Moore at the helm in year number one. And then talks resume, Scott, in Cincinnati. Star defensive end Trey Hendrickson looking for a long-term deal. They're trying to get to the table and potentially sign Hendrickson for the next two or three seasons. But question for you, if they don't get this deal done and Hendrickson is on another team, we've talked about it throughout the offseason. How important is Hendrickson to the success of Cincinnati's 2025 season?
Oh, I think a lot. You know, listen, I love Joey B and Chase and all the T. Higgins, and I get all that, and I understand why you signed those guys. But, you know, ultimately, Joe, you got to win with a little bit of defense, you know. Although it does go back to the old saying, I forget who it was. I'm dating myself here. I'm so old now. The COVID's kicking in, you know, where the team finished in last place in baseball. And he went to the owner and said, listen, I want a raise. And then they said, well, we can finish in last place with you or we can finish in last place without you. So what's the difference? You know, hopefully the Bungles don't have that same approach, because we can have one of the worst defenses in the NFL last year with you, or we can have one of the worst defenses in the NFL this upcoming season without you. So here's the money. This is what we're willing to pay you. If I was him, because I understand why, you know, you may want to re-sign because you think you want to win and you got a pretty good chance of winning. He's been to a Super Bowl. But, you know, if I'm 1 year away, I don't think they'll franchise him, because people tend to forget. If you franchise a guy, you got to put all that money in your cap that year. It's not like giving a guy a five-year pick-a-number contract that you could spread it out and figure out different ways, make it signing bonuses. No, you franchise a guy $30, $35 million. Boom, that's a $35 million hit to your cap. So I don't know if they would really be able to franchise him after this upcoming season. So if I'm Hendrickson, you know what? I'll play one more year, have a decent year, and then get the heck out of Dodge, right? Let me go to a real football team, you know, a team that takes care of its players and thinks they can win and has the better facilities and all the other stuff that you hear about the Cincinnati Bengals that they don't have.
Yeah, now they're minus 160 to make the playoffs. They have a 9.5 win total. I'm in the camp, Scott, that if Hendrickson, let's say, does move on and he doesn't get signed long-term by the Cincinnati Bengals, I don't know if it'll affect them big picture. I understand he led the league with sacks with 17 and a half. He was a dominant edge rusher. But you're talking about one of the worst defenses in the league, especially in terms of just giving up total yards, total points per game. That defense was a complete sieve. And you go back a couple of years ago when they did square off against Matt Stafford in the Super Bowl, it was their defense that actually carried them at certain points throughout the AFC championship run. So we'll see. Can they outscore teams, to your point, and still be an 8 or 9-win football team? Absolutely. But let me ask a deeper question. Assuming that Hendrickson isn't there, let's just say, and let's say this team is, I don't know, 8 and 9 overall and they miss out on the playoffs. Zach Taylor, gone, or Zach Taylor's job security perfect in Cincinnati for the next two or three seasons?
Yeah, I listen, as a Bengals supporter, I really like Joey B, so I kind of root for this team. I hope he's gone, Joe, even though I'm a Nebraska guy and that's where he's from. He's awful. He's been awful. We made fun of him over the years. He's just, you know, so sometimes you got to take one step back to go two step forwards. I would think this would be his last year if they didn't reach the postseason. You know, unless Joey B went into front office and said, no, I really love this guy. But even that might not even work. He's so over, man. You watch these Bengal games. He makes one blundering, dopey move after another. He's got that dumb look on his face as well. I need to get a real, like, man's man head coach in there that runs the sidelines. You get these young whippersnappers. He's a little bit older now, but listen, give him credit. They went to one Super Bowl, but it's been a disappointment, you know, since. And so I wouldn't think he'd have much more than this year. When you talk about coaches being fired, you know, which the first one to get whacked, I would put him high on the list. I think they're under immense lot of pressure. They gave out a lot of money this offseason, and if they do sign Henriksen, it's even more money that they're going to be giving out. He's got to produce this year or else.
Well, I'll say this. They start slow again. That's on Zach Taylor and nobody else, right? We can't take the consistent slow starts in the month of September against teams that they should absolutely beat up, especially when you look at last year. With or without Henriksen, no matter how bad the defense was, there's no reason to lose as a 7.5-point home favorite against basically, you know, that team in terms of New England and Jacoby Brissett starting, right? We're the first-year head coach to boot. So knowing that they started 0-3 last year, knowing that they gave the money to the star wideouts and Higgins and Jamar Chase, everything is there for this team to at least be a 4-2 start and at least get out of the gates quick. If they don't do that, this is all on Zach Taylor. And you can make the argument, Scott, you mentioned the Super Bowl run. That really saved his career and saved his tenure as a head coach, because prior to that, he was dead man walking. When Joe Burrow got hurt that first year, they fell off a cliff. Zach Taylor didn't coach the team up. It wasn't until Joe Burrow was 100% healthy that they started to really over-exceed expectations. So we'll see. A lot of pressure on this team. We talked about it. Minus 160 to make the playoffs. They have plus money to miss the playoffs. That falls on Zach Taylor. The other big story, or you could say that, you know, comment that came out over the weekend was Dak Prescott saying that he wants to win a championship. Reports on ESPN saying that, you know, his legacy does, you know, really hinge on team success. Troy Aikman having the Super Bowls under his belt. He's 32 years old, Scott. Schottenheimer, a first-year head coach. We know that he could put up numbers, Dak Prescott, in the regular season. Can this team potentially surprise should they make the playoffs this year?
Surprise as far as making the playoffs, or surprise once they get into the playoffs and win a couple of games? Could they make the playoffs? Yeah, I mean, listen, the running game is still a lot to be desired, right? But, you know, adding, you know, the pieces they did on the outside, you know, with Pickens, not that I'm a big Pickens fan, but I think they can make the playoffs. And that's where you talk about legacy, right? You don't throw that out with a lot of guys. You can throw it out there, though, with Prescott, because his regular season numbers are good. You know, they're Hall of Fame. You know, if he did this every single year, he'll make the Hall of Fame. He just will. Now, will his legacy be as a winner? No. And that's where the legacy question really does come into play. You know, ultimately, he's got to win at least one Super Bowl. And really all it takes is one, right? Brett Favre won, Aaron Rodgers won. There's a laundry list of quarterbacks who are perceived to be best quarterbacks of all time that only have one Super Bowl. So all it takes is one for Dak. And if he gets one Super Bowl, then yeah, you know, he'll go down as one of the best quarterbacks and make the Hall of Fame and everything else. If he doesn't, then it'll be the perennial loser. So I think they can make the playoffs. I would be shocked, though, if they won a game. You know, depending on who they play, they're not better than Detroit. They're not better than Green Bay. They're not better than the Rams to me. They're not better than Philadelphia. There's a lot of good teams in the NFC this year. So I don't think they're better than any of those teams.
They're a 20-1 shot, Scott, to win the NFC championship, right? We know that they have one of the lower win totals in terms of the conference. And at the end of the day, you're right, that if Dak Prescott and Dallas gets to the playoffs, I don't think it would be that much of a surprise might be a little bit of a surprise with Schottenheimer in terms of year number one, but it's actually making a run at an NFC championship. When we're talking great quarterbacks or we're talking about elite, and Dak Prescott might put up regular season numbers. You look at the performances in terms of playoff games, the losses to San Francisco, the blowout loss to Jordan Love and Green Bay. Things need to change this year. So we'll see if they could do it with Schottenheimer in year number one. When Scott and I return, we'll talk about some other odds that are up now on FanDuel for both the AFC and NFC right here on Football Full Circle. Coming right back. Keep it where it is.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel.
All right, back on Football Full Circle. We left off talking about the legacy of Dak Prescott. Is he a winner in the regular season? Absolutely. Can this team get it done in the playoffs is a different story. They do have new markets up, and Scott and I hit up on these last week in terms of putting up parlays in terms of individual statistics. They now have, like, season-long stats and prop bets up on FanDuel. They have it for the rushing, receiving, and quarterbacks. So Dak Prescott, Scott, have the most regular season passing yards in 2025 is a 13-1 shot. Joe Burrow, obviously the favorite at plus 550, followed by Mahomes at plus 950. Brock Purdy, we talked about this. I mean, books expecting a breakout out of the San Francisco 49ers offense. I don't see it, but he's right there with Dak Prescott and Baker Mayfield at 13-1. You buying into Dak potentially to lead the league in passing yards this year?
Yeah, he could, right? The defense stinks, so that you got to have, you know, it takes two to tango. You got to go into a game thinking you need to score 30 points, you know, unlike teams who's got a really good defense and they can, you know, be sitting on the ball and running the ball. You got to have a running game, which he doesn't have. So he doesn't have a running game and he's got a lousy defense. And he has some weapons, whether you like him or not. Pickens, you know, he's a drop ball waiting to happen. I get that, but, you know, he's got some guys he can throw the ball to. I would take a flyer on that. If he stays healthy, you know, which we assume he should be able to do, I could see that happening. Let me ask you something. You know, I threw it out there in passing, but let me get your thoughts. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, Dak Prescott doesn't win a Super Bowl ever, but he has the success he's had, right?
Right.
Is he a Hall of Famer?
No. I heard you said, I do put it this way. We'll take our Miami Dolphins. The Dan Marino argument about Dan never winning a Super Bowl but having his team close, right, and performing and setting multiple records. But you're talking about a player at a time that really transformed the passing attack. When Dan Marino came on in 1984 and threw for 40-plus touchdowns, I mean, that was unheard of, basically, right? They had good quarterbacks, but to elevate his team and elevate the passing attack the way Marino did in leading his team to the Super Bowl against the 49ers, that's the difference with Dak Prescott, right? Dak could get it done in the regular season, but where's the has he won one game in the playoffs that you say, you know what? That's a great performance, and that's at least worthy that he has huge upside. There's not one game in the playoffs, Scott, that Dak Prescott's performed at an elite level.
Yeah, but then will that matter come postseason or come Hall of Fame voting? I mean, if he ends up in the top 10, and listen, he's got to stay healthy. He's had that issue of not staying healthy, right? But, you know, back to your other question as far as, you know, can he lead? He was number three in passing 2 years ago when he stayed healthy. You know, and Tom Brady was one of the two guys ahead of him, and he's not in the league anymore. So that more right. credence to that. So when he is healthy and he has weapons, you know, he is good. I don't know if, you know, Eli, you look at Eli Manning. Now, listen, he's got two Super Bowls. I get that. But outside of those two Super Bowl years, he's done nothing. He doesn't have any playoff wins outside of those Super Bowl years. That's it. I mean, so, but well, he's got that.
This stuff further.
But he's in, so right. I think he would get in.
Okay, so let's take it a step further, okay? Let's really narrow it down, okay? Without even looking, do you feel Tony Romo, based off his career as a Hall of Famer?
No.
Okay.
And I don't think Yannick is either.
Okay, I don't either. But let's take it a step further with the argument. Tony Romo's played 156 games. Dak Prescott, 122. Okay? Romo in his career passing touchdowns, 248. Dak has 213. Interceptions, Romo, 117. Dak has 82. Passer rating, Romo 97.1, Dak 98.1, okay? Championships, both with none. Pro Bowls, Tony with 4, right? Dak with 3. So you tell me. It's similar. Dak will probably, as long as he stays healthy, eclipse Romo's numbers. But back when Romo played, it was the same type of player, right? No championships.
Yeah.
Can get it done in the regular season, can't win a big game in the playoffs. At least you can make the argument that they should have beaten Green Bay with the controversial Dez Bryant reception, right? At least they had right. They sniffed it. They sniffed it. What has Dallas done with Dak Prescott? Bowed out in the first round against San Fran, got knocked around 2 years ago where they lost 16-12, got kicked in the chops as a 6.5-point home favorite to a rookie, basically, quarterback in Jordan Love and a young head coach in Matt LaFleur. They got absolutely smacked around. I mean,
At home.
Right. Yeah. So I'm just saying. It's a good argument, though.
He's got to eclipse Romo numbers, you know, because he's got, you know, especially with the way they're paying these guys and the way they're protecting these guys. Right. You know, he's going to play another 4, 5, 6 years, I would think, right? As long as he wants to. So he's got to eclipse Romo.
Record, Romo 78-49 as a quarterback. Dak 76-46. It's almost similar right now. He will eclipse that, but give me a comparison, old school. Is he like Dan Fouts?
Eli has a losing record. Or if it's not losing, it's even. I forget. Right. I think it's actually. But, I think he's like one game under.
But here's the thing, though, Scott. The last few seasons of Eli, they were on the downswing, right? They weren't on the upswing trajectory, competing for NFC East championships. Eli was at the end of his career. He had a dead arm. They had already won the two Super Bowls, and they sort of peaked out in his tenure. You can make the argument that. Even though he's maybe closer to 500 in terms of a record, you take those previous three or four seasons, and then there you go. I mean, he played a long time.
You want to hear Eli's records outside of the Super Bowl years? 1-6, 11-5, 8-8, 10-6, 12-4, 8-8, 9-7, 9-7, 7-9, 6-10, 6-10, 11-5, 3-12, 5-11, and 1-3. He's 117-117.
All right, we'll come back. We'll debate more quarterbacks right here on Football Full Circle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.
America's social casino. It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel.
All right, back on Football Full Circle. The quarterback debate continues. We left off talking about, is Dak Prescott a Hall of Famer throughout his career? So let's compare it. We talked about Dan Marino and some of the others. Scott brought up Philip Rivers in the break. Philip Rivers is sixth all-time in terms of passing yardage. Obviously, no Super Bowl, but 63,440. So I got to thinking, right? Who else could we compare Dak Prescott to that has a ton of yards passing but never won a Super Bowl championship, right? So let's talk about it. What about Carson Palmer, who is 15th on the list, Scott, okay? 46,247. And I'll do you one better. Drew Bledsoe, 44,611. Bledsoe had a great career with the New England Patriots before getting hurt. Obviously gave way to Tom Brady, then moved on to the Dallas Cowboys. Are we putting Carson Palmer or Drew Bledsoe into the Hall of Fame? Because neither are right now. And now we're going to anoint Dak Prescott because statistically he's done it.
Yeah, those are good ones, right? I would even go so far as maybe like an Andy Dalton. Like, I think Bledsoe and Palmer are better than Dak. I put him in the Andy Dalton class, who's top 50, top 30 even. I think He's 26th all-time passing. Like, and you're not even like talking Andy Dalton. Right? I know he's still playing, but he's not getting Hall of Fame. I wouldn't have a problem with Bledsoe getting in. I really, he would have won a Super Bowl. I think they would have, you know, the year that Brady took over, they beat the Rams. They won on defense. And I think he would have won that Super Bowl.
It's a good, like it's a good conversation, though. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Bledsoe is not thought of in a lot of these elite quarterback, you know,
he
type
was
of
good,
debate.
Though. He yeah. was good. He was really good.
You're talking about at a time where he was statistically in terms of the tops in the AFC year after year after year, and it wasn't until he got hurt that the team overexceeded with Tom Brady. But you're right. They did it on defense. They did it with more of a ball control attack. See, I don't know about Palmer big picture. I thought Palmer was good. I don't know if Carson Palmer, you know, just jumps off the page saying, wow, he was an elite quarterback. I think Dak is slightly better than Andy Dalton, though. I think career-wise – but you can make the argument at least Andy Dalton has a playoff win.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's like the perfect scenario. Get in the playoffs and just, you know, how many years in a row did they lose? Like the 6 years in a row, 7 years in a row, whatever it was. I remember them talking about how they couldn't get over the hump with Andy Dalton. Overachiever, later draft choice, like Dak Prescott. I think he's the perfect scenario. So maybe you're right. Maybe Dak wouldn't get in. You know, but I tell you, he's got to finish. You know, if he's going to play 4 to 6 more years like we're thinking he's going to do, he's got to finish in the top 20, top 15 in passing categories. A lot of these guys playing now are just, you know, it's the nature of the beast now. They're just throwing the football 5,000 times. But ultimately, would he get in based on those numbers without any kind of real postseason success? Maybe not then. Maybe he wouldn't. I know I wouldn't put him in. Doesn't sound like you would either, but you know, the media is what votes on this stuff.
Right.
And sometimes they have their favorite players and maybe they make the case for whatever reason he was on a bad team and Jerry Jones, you know, stopped caring and this, that, and what have you. So, But I
Jerry Jones, let me tell you, that organization in terms of the Dallas Cowboys aren't winning anything until Jerry Jones moves on. And obviously, Stephen Jones' son will probably take over. They'll just be stuck in neutral for years to come. I honestly believe that. They do a pretty good job of drafting young talent. It's just a matter of getting the coach to buy in and having the right type of, you know, I want to say motivator for that club. You know, just from a game plan perspective, McCarthy wasn't right. We'll see if Schottenheimer could get it done in regards to this regular season. I still don't believe it. I think there'll be a 5 or a 6 win football team at best, but we'll see if they can
really
pull it out. I do.
Think it'll be that bad?
Yeah, I think the defense is that bad. Here's the thing. I do not believe Micah Parsons and that defense can stop anybody. And they proved that last year, Scott. Forget the fact that Dak went down. Cooper Rush still had experience, right? Was he a world beater? No. But he was still able to move the football in certain types of games. You can't give up 30-plus points week after week after week. New York Giants scored 20-plus on Thanksgiving.
But you believe in the Bengals, and the Bengals are the same thing as the Dallas Cowboys, right?
Yeah, but their offense is that much more consistent, and Joey B wins. That's the difference. We'll come back. Season-long odds on FanDuel coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel.
All right, continuing the conversation, I told you FanDuel put up season-long markets for the quarterbacks, running backs, and wide receivers. We talked about the quarterbacks. Will Dak Prescott be in the mix? He's a 13-to-1 shot. Let's move on to the receivers because this is a pretty deep market, Scott. It goes all the way down. You could get triple digits on some of these guys. So we'll talk about it. Season-long props, Ja'Marr Chase to lead the league in terms of receiving yards at 6-to-1, followed by Nico Collins at +750, Justin Jefferson at +750, and then Puka Nacua at 10-to-1. But if you want to take a deep shot, I'll just give you like a deep name that we talked about last week in terms of receiving yards that we didn't think about, right? Jerry Jeudy with the Cleveland Browns, right? He was a 1,250-yard receiver. 50-to-1 shot, Scott, with potentially Kenny Pickett at the helm. So there's some deep value on some of these players, even like Mike Evans right now, 60-to-1 on FanDuel.
Yeah, I'd be better with Evans than I would Jerry Jeudy. I with Kenny Pickett maybe throwing him the football, you can give me 150-to-1. It is amazing that he had so many yards. Like I said, we were laughing about that last week. Like if you gave me the top 5, top 10, I don't know too many people that actually would include Jerry Jeudy. So to me, he's been like a disappointment coming out of college more than anything else. But okay. Right. But the Mike Evans thing, now listen, Kansas City's coming off an injury, but, you know, you got, Baker throwing the football all over the place. Another guy that's, you know, probably exceeded expectations recently. Most people wouldn't have him throwing for 5,000 yards last year and 4,000 yards, but he did. So that's not too bad if you want a long, long, long shot. But I must say, you know, those guys that you rattled off, I mean, I don't believe in Nico Collins with all the offensive line issues with Houston. I would go right at the top. I would take Ja'Marr Chase at 6-to-1. Puka's got to share the football now, you know, so I don't know how many passes he's going to be throwing, getting the ball thrown to as much as, you know, he did before. So I think at 6-to-1, the Bengals defense still stinks. Like we said, I think they're still going to be in shootouts. I know they re-signed Higgins. I get that, but that didn't stop them from getting him the ball, you know, last year and 2 years ago and 3 years ago when Higgins was on the team. So why not at 6-to-1?
See, now it's an intriguing market. I'll tell you why, because I thought of one name. And I'm like, let me zero in on where this guy is because I'm curious to see what Scott thinks, right? Mm-hmm. And I cannot find him on the list, okay? And the one player I thought that just jumped to mind because I saw his teammate, I saw Rashee Rice at 44-to-1. So knowing that Rice is coming back from the ACL injury, right? Obviously has one of the best quarterbacks if not the best, in terms of Pat Mahomes, my mind immediately raced to Xavier Worthy. But Xavier Worthy, Scott, is not on the list. You can't find Worthy. So they have Kelsey, they have Rashee Rice, but I can't find, unless I'm missing it, where is Xavier Worthy on the list, Scotty?
He's got to be on there.
He's not.
He's going to be the number one. Why would they have Kelsey? You listed just what, you know, people are dumb enough to bet Travis
they
Kelsey.
Have everybody. Yeah, I'll rattle them off. C.D. Lamb, 11-1. Brian Thomas, 12-1. Malik Nabers, A.J. Brown, Tyreek Hill. St. Brown from Detroit, JSN, Drake London, Ladd McConkey, D.J. Moore, T. Higgins, Brock Bowers, Garrett Wilson. No Xavier Worthy. Where would he be on this list, Scott? Would he be less than 40-1?
He's the number one guy, right? I mean, I could see not having Rice on the list because you don't know what he's going to be like, you know, after last year's injury. But I don't understand why Worthy wouldn't be on the list, unless there's something that we don't know about. But that's got to be just a mistake.
Philadelphia has A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith on there. I mentioned Devontae Smith is 70-1 to win it. Zay Flowers is on there. They have Matt Golden on there, the rookie from Texas, 130-1, right? The 130-1 shot with Jordan Love, but no Xavier Worthy. I thought it was interesting.
That's got to be weird. They must have just forgot him, or is he injured that we don't know about? He didn't get hurt last year, right? I mean, he didn't finish last year with any major injury.
Had two touchdowns in the Super Bowl for 150 plus yards.
I was going to say, I hit all my Worthy Super Bowl props, so I know he's not injured. So unless he did something over the summer that we don't know about that FanDuel does. You know, the boys in Vegas always know things before everyone else. Don't be surprised to see some injury, you know, pop up a week or two, or when training camps opens up. Oh, Xavier Worthy, you know, hurt his leg.
Well, let's talk about this. How about C.D. Lamb at 11-1? We know the addition of George Pickens. We know that Dak Prescott wants to throw it. We talked about Dak potentially being a 4,500-yard passer this year as long as he's healthy. 11-1 isn't a bad number, along with Brian Thomas. We know that he broke out in terms of year number one. We know how those LSU guys love to compete. Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, right there in terms of the top four. You want to take a shot on Nabers or Brian Thomas, 12-1 for both players entering 2025.
Yeah, I like the Thomas one. And CD is pretty good, too. You know, like I said, you got to have the perfect scenario in all these things, or something that would lead you to, okay, they're going to be throwing the football and he's going to be the guy. We know with Cincinnati, you know, because their defense stinks and they're going to be in a ton of shootouts, and they're a throwing team, obviously. With Jacksonville, you got the new head coach. I can't imagine them bringing in a new head coach to hand the ball off. You know, you don't pay Trevor Lawrence, you know, $50 million a year, basically, to hand the ball off, right? So, and Brian Thomas is clearly, from what we saw last year, the number one guy. So I could definitely see that, and they're in a bad division. So six games against bad defenses for the most part. So I like that. And then with Dallas, same thing, right, with Lamb. Dallas defense stinks. They're going to give up 30 points a game. Every single game they're going to be going in. They got no running game. So you got to find, like, reason. That's why I stay away from Justin Jefferson. I think that's a big risk. With J.J. McCarthy as your starting quarterback, that's to me. I would not do that at all.
I wouldn't do it either.
But I'll leave the league.
Right. And I'll give you another one. And he might be poised for a breakout year, even though we think the team and we're both fans, the Miami Dolphins will regress. You take Tyreek Hill at 18-1. It's contingent on Tua playing basically 17 games. Right? He's not healthy. Right. You have a serious concern now in terms of regression. And we know how Mike McDaniel is as a head coach. You know, once the wheels came off the wagon last year, he couldn't get himself out of it. So if you're betting Tyreek Hill at 18-1, that's a Tua bet immediately correlated to that number, right? It ain't 18-1 if Tua's not healthy. So I can't back that number either. The one that I think I could back, Scott, and I understand now we have to see how the offensive line is, but knowing Jared Goff, St. Brown at 25-1, knowing that he is a huge part of that offense. He's still the number one option for Jared Goff in the passing attack. 25-1, we know he's going to get around 100 receptions. That's not a bad number or value for a starting wide receiver that puts up huge dynamic performances week in and week out.
Yeah, and it plays indoors, doesn't have to necessarily worry about the weather outside a game or two. You know, and you know they're always going to put pedal to the metal. You know, they got an offensive-minded head coach, a former tight end. So, yeah, that's halfway decent. You know, they got the two running back where they could run the ball, no two ways about it, but their offense has been so good. And I think that this year they're going to – not that they didn't last year, but I think this year will just – they're going to want to bound and beat up a lot of teams, Joe. After what happened to them in the postseason, I think they got this major chip on their shoulder. They got to show the world. People are talking about Green Bay. They're talking about Chicago. They don't know what they're going to add to Minnesota. Kind of like Detroit, which is kind of lying in the weeds there a little bit, and it's up to the Lions to kind of flex their muscles once again, and I think they do this year.
Yeah, when we come back, we'll break down the NFC North. There's some pretty good value on the Chicago Bears wide receivers. We'll dive into that next right here on Football Full Circle. Lisi and Wetzel talking NFL. Coming right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel.
All right, breaking down the prop markets for the upcoming 2025 season in the NFL. We talked about Xavier Worthy, his potential number to lead the NFL in receiving yards. Wasn't up on FanDuel. In the break, I found it up on DK. It's an 80-1 shot, which is sort of intriguing. Knowing how he broke out in terms of the Super Bowl, the one bright spot for the Kansas City offense was Xavier Worthy. Two big play in terms of the touchdown receptions. Did have over 150 receiving yards. DK has him at 80-1. Rashee Rice coming back from the ACL. FanDuel has him at 44-1. I'm not so sure, Scott, that Rice is still going to be the number one option with the emergence of Xavier Worthy. I would take a shot on Worthy at 80-1. I think he's a more explosive route runner and now coming into his own in year number two.
Yeah, a little weird why FanDuel wouldn't have him. And they don't even have him listed in any of the other categories. Like, you could bet wide receivers, Joe, to get 750 right. yards at 1,000 yards, 1,250. Like, they don't have him maybe in that. Sometimes they'll forget to put him in one category, but at least you'll see him in another. Don't even see him in Obos. And, you know, they go way deep. You know, they got rookies, you know, that you could bet on to get the 750 or 1,000 yards. So I don't know why they would not have him. That's a little weird. They finished with, you know, what, 650 or so yards last year. So, you know, had a decent number. It's Kansas City. Everyone wants to bet Kansas City players, right? So a little strange on why he would be listed. But at least he is on DraftKings. And 80-1 gives you an idea where he, you know, more than likely would be if he was listed on FanDuel.
Let's touch on the running back position, because it's Saquon and Derrick Henry to lead the league this season. You got Saquon at plus 270, Derrick Henry at plus 550. I actually think the number on Henry at plus 550 is legit. We know how Baltimore has great success in terms of running the football, but they also win football games when Derrick Henry steps up. Jonathan Taylor, we talked about him last week at 10-1, Scott. But Bijan Robinson, 11-1. McCaffrey, 11-1. Jahmyr Gibbs now, 15-1. He'll be the mainstay. But, you know, what do you get out of the offensive line? Anybody else that potentially jumps off the page? I know last week you mentioned Bucky Irvin. He's a 25-1 shot. Knowing what Baker has in terms of the passing attack, not bad value for Tampa Bay this season.
Yeah. He would be one. Kyren Williams would be another. They're going to throw the football with the Rams. I get that. But, you know, you need someone to run the ball. And he clearly is the number one guy. So I would look at him. We touched on Jonathan Taylor last week, right? So yeah. He obviously would be the one. You want to go as far down, you want to go James Conner in Arizona. You're buying into the Arizona team. He ran for 1,000 yards last year. Defense isn't any good. You know, you're going to want to keep on scoring and scoring and scoring. So, you know, he would be on that list. I would say, you know, I would take a little flyer at him. What are his numbers?
James Conner's 36-1. Let me ask you this, because we don't know if he's checked in or checked out. He wants a long-term deal, hasn't gotten one yet. Supposedly he's putting his house up for sale. James Cook with Buffalo. Now, here's the thing. If the situation gets really murky, does Buffalo move on from James Cook, and could he be on another team where the 36-1 might have some value? I mean, let's say he's not happy in Buffalo, right? I believe Buffalo will sign him, but you need him in the offense. If he's not in Buffalo's offense, if he goes somewhere else, and let's just say they get rid of him, 36-1 isn't bad for one of the most explosive players in the NFL this year.
That's not bad. You get big leads, you want to sit on the ball. He would be the one, you know. Again, you got to play out the storm, you know. There's many different ways you can look at it, but, you know, if you're a Buffalo fan, you have a 20-30-point lead and you want to run out the clock, you're going to feed the ball to him. He's clearly the number one guy there in Buffalo, right? So use him up before you let him go, or do you be conservative because you want to re-sign him? And I'm more inclined with you get used up before they let you go, to tell you the truth. So you want to have a little flyer on he only ran for 100 yards one time last year. And I know they're going to throw the football, but Chase Brown for Cincinnati, you know, he came on. It took him a half a season to really emerge as, like, really the guy at Cincinnati. Still ran for close to 1,000 yards, 990 last year. Now we know how good he is. You got to balance off the passing somewhat. How about Chase Brown for
not
Cincinnati?
Bad.
He's got to have
not
good
bad
numbers.
But he could also catch the football out of the backfield. If they had a total yard, like, all-purpose, I think I would buy into Chase Brown because he's dominant in terms of the receiving game as well. I'll throw one more out at you. I know you're not high on this team, and there's two backs there, but Breece Hall at 28-1 with Aaron Glenn now. If you don't buy into Justin Fields like you don't, I mean, why not? Okay, but Breece Hall, 28-1 to lead the league.
Mm-hmm. Defensive head coach, right? And Aaron Glenn wants to run the ball, keep the offense off the field, keep the defense, keep the defense off the field and run the balls. Obviously Justin Fields can't throw a lick, so we know they're not going to be throwing the football for 200 yards a game. God forbid. So
I'll give you one more.
It's not bad. Okay. It's not bad.
How about Tank Bigsby? You're high on Jacksonville. Liam Cohen, knowing what he did with that rushing attack of Rashad White and Bucky Irvin, elevated him to one of the best in the league, right? When he took over that offense last year, Tampa Bay entered that year last season only averaging 89 rushing yards per game. That was in bottom third in the NFL. It was almost dead to last. He elevated them over 130 rushing yards per game. If you believe in Liam Cohen and you believe in offensive balance, Tank Bigsby at 60-1, Scott, could be a great find. I mean, if you're thinking they're going to run the football, Tank Bigsby, 60-1 isn't, I mean, he's a starting running back. You're getting him at almost, I mean, that's crazy number. When you think about some of the other guys, DeAndre Swift, 49-1.
But they clearly, with ETN, they really had two guys in that backfield, right? I mean, have to go above him. They both ran for about the same. Bigsby a little bit more. Right, but ETN ran for, 500-600 yards, and Tank ran for 700. So, it pretty much is.
Yeah, he had turnover problems, ETN, at the end of the regular season. Yeah. That's why Bigsby came on. We'll come back and wrap it up right here on Football Full Circle.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's almost Election Day, Central Ohio, and your voice matters. On Tuesday, November 4th, COTA is making it easier to get to the polls with free rides all day long on all services. No fare, no hassle. Just hop on board on Tuesday, November 4th for an easy way to cast your vote. Whether you're taking the bus, COTA Mainstream, or COTA Plus, your ride is on us. Let's roll to the polls together. Plan your trip on the Transit app or at COTA.com.
You're listening to Football Full Circle with Joe Lisi and Scott Wetzel.
All right, wrapping up Football Full Circle, and Scott and I will be here throughout the week breaking down college and NFL action. We'll try to hit on the college a little bit later in the week. But I do want to bring up one more, Scott, divisions. And we talked about, you know, the NFC East earlier with Dak Prescott and this team as a whole. I know you're buying into Schottenheimer. Are you buying into the Dallas Cowboys at plus 480 to potentially steal it? We know no back-to-back division winner since 2004. I believe it's Philly or bust. They're minus 135, but would you take a shot on the plus 480 with Dak and the boys?
Yeah, I would. I think, you know, listen, the odds on, if that streak continues, it's going to be Washington, right? That would make the most sense. But why not with Dallas at 480? You know, it is all kind of predicated on something going wrong with Philadelphia, right? That's what would have to happen. Although their schedule is very, very difficult. But still, ultimately, you know, something's got to go wrong. Hurts gets hurt. Barkley gets hurt. Something goes wrong. That's how a lot of these categories are. You know, not that you're wishing that upon anyone, but you assume something's going to happen to the odds-on favorite. Who's next to step in line? I'm a Schottenheimer guy. And that I've seen enough failures at Dallas. I don't know why people are so down on this poor guy. You know, he's been a lifelong NFLer. His father, Marty, obviously great NFL head coach, although he's also, you know, never could win the big one, right? So odds are that his son will be the same way. But ultimately, I think he'll have success there. Work with Dak. I'm sure Dak had some say in him, you know, getting the job. I'm sure Dak gave the sign of approval, so you know everything is honky-dory between those two. I think Dallas is a halfway decent chance of making the postseason this year.
All right, we'll see how that plays out. I disagree, but we'll see if they can hit the ground running. Obviously, first month of the regular season will dictate whether Schottenheimer's dialed in or not. I brought up last segment about the Chicago Bears, and what's intriguing is when we broke down the receiving market, right, they did have DJ Moore as the front runner at 40-1 to lead the league. But you have Roman Duse that's there as well. He was 130-1, Scott, to potentially lead the league in terms of receiving yards. A huge jump. But in year number two with Caleb Williams, we know that he's a big play threat. With Ben Johnson, could Duse be that type of receiver, 1,250, 1,300, 1,400 yards? A little bit like what we saw with Rasheed Rice and Pat Mahomes towards the middle of last year.
Right. Got to figure it's only going to get better, right? Year number two, big difference between year one and year two for everybody, including the wide receivers. I do think they'll throw the football a little bit more. You know, they got a lot to prove. Caleb's got a lot to prove. The head coach has Ben Johnson's got a lot to prove. So kind of like a prove-me year for them. I don't know about leading the league, Joe, but if you want to put him in one of those categories that we talked about last week, 1,000 yards, 1,250, I'd consider that. But I don't think he's going to lead the league, though.
1,000 yards, Scotty, plus 270. Does it have you buying in?
I'd say, yeah. All right.
That's not bad. I think he will be the number one choice. 750, Scott, is minus 145. I know DJ Moore is a productive wide receiver, but when you just look at last year, especially towards the end of the regular season, it did look like Caleb was starting to, you know, looked for Rome a little bit more than DJ. They were starting to double team DJ a little bit more. I don't think it's bad value. The 750 doesn't really do much for me at minus 145. The 270 for 1,000 yards, I think, is doable.
Yeah. I mean, listen, Joe, 1,000 yards when you had 12 games or 14 games was okay. That's a nice little milestone, right? But you're talking about 17 games. It's basically 60, 65 yards a game. And that's all you need to reach 1,000 yards. So I would think that, you know, for a young guy who figures to stay healthy, not take time off, not rest, not have to worry about any of those things like an older wide receiver might do, you know, up 20 points, maybe he sits out, that this guy's going to be in there. I would be disappointed if he didn't get at least 60, 65 yards a game.
The other player, and we'll stick to the NFC North, Scott, that I think could have a breakout season is Jameson Williams, plus 135 to be a 1,000-yard wide receiver. We know about St. Brown. But Williams came on, especially in big performances. He's an explosive guy. I mean, that could be one or two games where he could break out 150, 175 yards. Jameson Williams, I think, has great value in terms of the market up on FanDuel.
Yeah. By the way, it's 59 yards, we'll say, 58.8.
Right.
59 in a 17-game schedule to get to 1,000, whether it's rushing, receiving, whatever the case may be.
Very doable for the Detroit Lions this coming season. We'll be back tomorrow breaking down all the odds. For Danny Ohlers and Scott Wetzel, I'm Lisi. Have a great day, everyone.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans Ride Free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans Ride Free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at CODA.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.